going to assume that because you're listening to this, that all of your friends have left and you're almost ready to come to bed with me. Now, this recording has rules, so you can't cheat. If your friends aren't gone, turn it off. As soon as they leave, you can listen, and then you can come play with me. Okay? Now pause this and go get in your bed. Get all comfortable and just like you would if you were about to call me. I want to play a little game. All you have to do is lay there and listen. If you decide that you want to stroke your cock, then go ahead and just go slow. Imagine that I have found you on my bed. You're wearing nothing but boxers and a blindfold. Your wrists are tied above your head. Your legs are slightly spread apart. You're completely vulnerable. You might be feeling a little helpless too. You know how much bigger you are than me. How strong you are. How muscular. Yet, you're so willing to give yourself to me this way. I can feel that trust you have in me, knowing that I will hurt you. That I will hurt you deliciously. You can feel me sitting on top of you, straddling you against the bed. And slowly, I run my nails down your stomach. It feels good, doesn't it? You can only nod yes, your throat tight with tension and lust. I dig my nails in a little and lean down, slowly licking up your neck, then biting you with my teeth. You can feel me pull away, and a cold sensation comes across your chest and down your sides. My ice cube slowly melting on your hot skin. I want you to just feel me, not to see me. I never tell you that it's hard for me when you do this to me. It's so hard to sometimes take this role, yet it's such a deep need inside. You can hear me take a deep breath, my body trembling at the excitement of you doing everything that I command. If you only knew how soaking wet that thought made me. I take a long, soft feather and run it down your body from your wrist to your ankles. It slides over your skin, leaving a tingling trail behind. I go even slower, repeating exactly what I had just done, watching you squirm and moan beneath me. My hands follow that same trail, slipping over your bare skin, feeling the warmth of your body. The smoothness of your chest, your legs straining in those bonds, everything just wanting to be touched. I glance down and I can see how aroused you are. Your cock is throbbing, pushing itself against the fabric of your boxers. It's so delicious, but I must resist the urge to touch it. Not yet. Not yet. I start to massage your body, feeling the muscles under the warm skin, your inner thighs along the line between your hip and thigh. That part of you that I love so much, so dangerously close to your cock, but never quite there. I can see you tremble when I grip your thighs. I know you want to move, but the bonds just won't let you. Taking another ice cube, I run it along your thighs, behind your knees, and down your ankles. The sounds you are making are driving me crazy. I can feel my own body trembling in response. The lust building inside of me. I can't help but slip my fingers into my needy, wet pussy. Then I lean down and press them against your lips. waiting for you to open your mouth and lick the juices off of my fingers. You can hear me whimper, watching you do that for me. I see you tugging at the bonds, your muscles bulging and straining. I just smile wickedly. Moving down to the end of the bed, I unhook your ankle cuffs, one at a time, finally letting your legs free. I run my fingernails down your inner thighs, and I can hear your breath catch in your throat. You hate to be bound like this, but at the same time, you love it. My hand comes up your leg and grabs the bottom of your boxers. You can feel them start to give way as I cut them off, leaving you tied up and completely naked. I wrap my hand around the base of your throbbing cock, squeezing you gently, putting a slight pressure around you. I love the sounds you make when I touch you. Your breath frantic. You know what I'm going to do next. And I know just how much you're going to love it. With my hand gripping your cock, I climb back onto you, slowly starting to insert you into my pussy. Inch by inch, slowly letting you slip in. My fingers resting on the base of your cock, keeping you still, making sure that I take all of you. Your cock is harder than I've ever seen it. The veins distant and throbbing. It takes my breath away, knowing that I did this to you. I lean down, kissing your chest, and tell you just how much I want to fuck you. Your body shudders in response to me. With my hands on your stomach, I start to move myself, slowly letting you slide in and out of me. Inch by inch, I shove them back in. You can't help but moan. A low, throaty growl. But I keep fucking you. Your hips are starting to move with me, trying to force me to go faster. And after a few minutes of having your thick cock in my pussy, I pull off of you. And I go down between your legs and I start to lick you with my velvety tongue. Your body slumps and you relax. My tongue just runs up and down the length of your cock. But I want more. I want you squirming on your bed. I lift my head and look up at your face, your mouth hanging open as you gasp for air. Then you feel me suddenly dive down onto your cock, your hips surging upward, driving your cock even deeper into my throat. I stay there, not pulling my head back, and let you fuck my mouth. I suck harder, even a little faster, trying to tempt you to come down my throat. Your head is leaned back, your back arching. You're trying so hard to get as much of you as you can in my mouth. And I squeeze your balls just a little, and you jerk, flooding my mouth and throat with your delicious cum. I can feel your whole body shaking. Slowly I keep sucking, making sure to get the last drop as your trembling shudders and groans begin to quiet. I release you, and your cock is still red and rigid. With unsteady hands, I start to untie you. I feel the power of your surrender. It has shaken me. Before I even have the chance to think about it, you are on me, pulling me under you and driving your cock back into my pussy. You call me a slut right as your mouth is pressed against mine. And then, you fuck me. You take back every bit of control that you so willingly gave to me a moment ago. And I cling to you, screaming your name as you feel me, then collapse on the bed. Your heavy body is covering mine. Our body is warm and damp. Your cum spilling from my pussy, dripping onto the bed sheets. Now, sir, I'm going to need you to call me. I'll be waiting.